Before we get started this morning, I just want to praise God for this opportunity to stand behind the sacred desk. I've done it many times in ministering and song, and I've been so blessed to enjoy His presence and share His love and the reality of Jesus with others just in song. So it's quite an honor to be asked to share the Word this morning. And I kind of feel like Brother Mike Huckabee must have felt the day he followed Beth Moore. He said, who am I and what am I doing here? So, y'all just bear with me this morning. God has graced me with such a desire to be His servant, to be His faithful vessel, to be and to be used in whatever capacity He chooses, instant in season, so to speak, and out of season. So this morning, I treasure this opportunity to come before you. I thank you for making it possible, and I thank Him. And let's just go to prayer this morning, if you don't mind. Father God, as I stand before you this morning, humbly, and as honored as I could ever be to be chosen to bring forth your word, to share the gift that you've put within me, I ask your anointing. I ask your presence to fill this place. And I'd ask that, Father God, I would truly be emptied of myself and filled with you. As you love your people today through me, let me be yielded unto that calling that you've placed on my life and submitted to the Holy Spirit to flow in His love. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask it. And wherever that ambulance is going, the firefighters, rescue personnel, I pray that you'd go before them, make the crooked path straight, anoint them to do what they've been called to do, keep them all safe, and I speak life.
Yes.
And breath into the situation. Yes. In every situation and circumstance, I ask you, Lord, to heal and deliver and save those that are lost. Yes. As well. Yes. Father, in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
And we'll give you the glory as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, praise you, Father. Before I get started, I do want to share the story behind this awesome little book. Had an opportunity. Lisa gave me a call Monday or Tuesday last week and said, Kathy, you know, the boys were going through some stuff in the media cabinet and they found a song book that you gave me to help me through my studies in voice as we were having voice lessons. And she said, I know you probably want it back, so when can we get together? So somewhere in that process, I decided, well, after work, I'll just run by there and pick it up, if that wouldn't interrupt her life very much. And so we had a few minutes to share. Actually, brother and sister Jeff and Sue Morton were staying with them during this time. And they weren't there when I got there, but within 15 minutes, they were there and sharing their heart about what God was doing. So I was doubly blessed just to be there, but we had just a quick and brief meeting. But in that time, I was able to share that I was bringing the Word this Sunday. And the first thing Lisa said to me was, and why was I not invited? And I said, because this is my first time, and I'm not ready for an audience. And so y'all are getting blessed today by my first time. But anyway, long story short, as I'm sitting studying to bring the Word, I realized I didn't want to just scribble some notes on a piece of paper. I wanted something that would honor God when I brought His Word. And I didn't have it. Oh, I could use something I had at the house, but it wasn't. I wanted it something special. That very night, within an hour of thinking those thoughts, maybe not even that long, I get a phone call. Well, I'm on the line, so I don't answer it immediately. I'm already on a phone call with someone else. And so the doorbell rings. And there stands Lisa at my door. And Albert got it because I was, like, set on the phone. She was trying to warn me she was on the way. But anyway, she shows up at my door. She said, "I just saw this in a bookstore, and I felt led of the Lord. It just said Kathy all over." And God gave me this through my friend Lisa as a way of encouragement that, yes, I was truly going to do something for Him. So I honor her today and for being obedient to the Lord, and I thank her, and what a joy. What a joy. He opened the door to that. So I'm going to do my best through the tears, praise God, to worship the Lord and bring joy today.
Amen.
Amen. Well, the first thing I wanted to do was give the definition of joy, as if we didn't, any of us, know. But let's suppose we don't. We never experienced it before. There's two definitions of joy. Number one, it's the emotion of great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying. Keen pleasure, elation. And when I thought on that, I thought to myself, okay, what's an example of that? The emotion of great delight, elation. And the Lord took me back. It's been about 22, 23 years ago when our first grandson was just a little bitty guy. He couldn't have been over 18 months old, if he was that. And he was standing on their couch in their house, and I was visiting with them. And Mom told him something. Must have been, "We're going to go to the park, we're going to go swing, we're going to go to the store and get you some candy." I wasn't sure what it was, but all of a sudden he erupted. I mean, right before my eyes. This child is jumping up and down on the couch. Joy! 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 And I've never seen such a child so excited in my life. I'm telling you. This met his qualifications for joy this day. Elation. Keen pleasure. Woo! He was delighted. And the very next definition is a source or cause of keen pleasure or delight. Something or someone greatly valued or appreciated. Well, I can look around this room right now and I can tell you that there's many someones that are greatly valued and deeply appreciated. And that brings joy. But I want you to know that inside of each of you are the source of that great joy. Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus. Joy is also listed second place in the fruits of the Spirit. And the nine gifts of the Spirit. Love is number one.
Amen.
Without love, we can do nothing. God is love and the source of all joy. Joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As Galatians 5:22-23 says. Y'all excuse me. It's happening again.
It's okay.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Kenneth Copeland shares that joy is a force.
Amen.
It's an essential part of a life of victory.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. We've all walked through to victory by that force of joy. For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes, it is.
As Nehemiah 8:10 declares, it holds us steady when things are rough. Joy gives us the ability to laugh in the devil's face.
Amen.
When he tries to knock us off our faith, joy gives us the staying power that will make us winners again and again. Jerry Savelle says, and even had a sermon about, if the devil can steal your joy, he can get your goods.
Amen.
Come on now. Ain't going to be no more of my goods taken away.
Amen.
My joy remains.
Amen.
Kenneth E. Hagin said, if you will give God your best by walking in love and obedience to Him and His Word, you can claim God's best and live in the blessing of God in this life. You can successfully follow and fulfill God's plan and purpose for your life. God wants every believer to run his own spiritual race and finish his course in this life with joy. Praise God. Just want to share a little bit about when I was a child. I think about many, many, many times as a child, I talked to God. Before I even knew the reality of His love, I just knew He was there. I mean, He was, you know, kids have an imaginary friend. Not me. Mine wasn't imaginary to me at all. He was right there with me. He heard everything I said to Him, and I knew it. For the first 5 years of my life, I was by myself. You'd think you'd get spoiled to be by yourself, but not in my family. Mm-mm. I had quite a bit of playtime to myself. We lived out in the country, and the neighborhood was expanded, so therefore the neighbors weren't real close. But there was this one little boy. And this one little boy, there was only one thing he liked to play, and that was cowboys and Indians. Well, guess who got to be the Indian? Well, let me tell you something. It was always the Indian that got tied to the tree. And one day, this Indian got left tied to that tree when Mom called him for lunch.
Oh, no.
So here I stand. And thank God Mom decided to check on me for lunch. And that's where she found me tied to the tree. Anyway, this was back in the day, as us older people know, when kids played outside from early morning to late evening. And we just loved it. That was the life. That was the highlight of our day when Mom says, okay, you've done your chores, take off. And away we'd go. I still remember building my little house with outlining it with little stones. And I think I shared this with you before. And taking those bigger rocks, because we had a little creek bed down below. And most times it had very little water running and had all kinds of stones in it. And I'd take those bigger rocks. And Jennifer, if you can imagine, made me some furniture. Break up some little twigs and make decorations and pick me some wildflowers and decorate the place. Boy, I had it laid out, and that little boy didn't want to play house. So I played a lot by myself in that little house, and praise God, it was a joy.
Amen.
That was a joy. And that was when you had to have a vivid imagination. Kids nowadays don't know what they're missing.
Amen.
They really, really don't know what they're missing. I also remember laying on the hood of my daddy's car, looking up at the sky, beautiful stars twinkling, and be real quiet except for the frogs croaking in the creek and what do they call them? Kidads, seadads, whatever they are, crocuses, you know. In this, only in the country do you hear this noise anymore. But I remember laying out there and watching thunderstorms rolling in and the majesty of lightning in the clouds and the thunder, the sound that scares most people, but to me it was just a sound. My father was busy and he was bringing rain. And in that pre-storm smell that comes in with the rain, oh, I'd bask. I loved it. And there'd be little fireflies flitting around, coming as the dark started closing in before the storm. It was just such another source of joy.
Amen.
You know, little kids have such an opportunity and ability to absorb the creation of God and to know that He's there. They have that, like Jesus called it, a childlike faith. It's so precious and dear. And we lose it too early.
Amen.
Think about the smell of fresh cut watermelon on that hot summer evening. Fish fries and barbecues, gathering with the family. 4th of July was always special. Always special. We usually were out at the lake camping. We either were in the cabin that my grandfather had, or we were literally on the lake's edge, sleeping sometimes on the concrete tables, in the boat. That was my place. I loved to sleep on the boat. That was my first waterbed. We'd be boating and skiing, swimming and camping, cooking hamburgers and hot dogs, potato salad, making homemade ice cream to top it off. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, was that good stuff. That is joy.
Yes.
One of my best memories was all of that. All of that. And that came flooding back. Thank you, Father God. Sometimes even running the trot lines at 3 a.m. in the morning, going after those big catfish that my grandfather had a reputation for catching because he knew where they were and he knew how to get them. That man, 80, 90, 100, nothing was too big, and he had caught it. There was one mud cat, I got to say, that he never got. That booger... I know he had a hook that was at least this thick, the base of my finger. And that thing would straighten his hook every time. So he kept saying he was going to get that booger one way or the other, but he never did. I remember being in the midst of God's creation. And when it got quiet and still, and everybody had found their place for the night, especially me in that boat, I'd just be rocking and looking up at those beautiful stars and my father and talking to him, thinking, what a blessing. We didn't have a lot of money. We were poor, but we didn't know it.
Amen.
We had everything a kid needs. Except my mom and dad didn't know how to love us. They loved us through physical doing things. They weren't demonstrative. They weren't huggers. And I guess that's where all my hugging comes from, guys, is the starvation of needing a hug. And I remember what it was like. My mom used to say, Kathy, you're so silly. You don't have to do all that stuff. People know you love them. You tell them, don't you? Yeah. But I had to show them. That was Jesus already working
Amen.
In me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My childhood was full of joy.
Praise God.
And the source of that joy began with receiving Jesus as my Lord and Savior at 6 or 7 in a little Baptist church. This was the one I'd shared many times of sweet comfort and peace with. Thank you, darling. In the nearness of His presence when I often felt alone. What joy to know that he was now always and forever with me. And I was not alone. As I got older, I remember being painfully shy and overweight. And as a teenager, these things, plus being made fun of, teased, and left out of girls' overnight slumber parties, always made me feel outcast, never included, or wanted as a friend. Now, I read that to you because that's my heart. I remember that vividly as well. Truly, I remember being so alone, I didn't want to share this hurt with anyone, including and especially my parents. Because it was so embarrassing to me to even acknowledge this in my life. That no one liked me. Again, even the loneliness. Loneliness tried my heart. Thinking God had left me, I felt like it didn't matter if I lived or not. So rebellion and full-fledged wrongdoing became part of my life. I was a child of the 70s. Anything goes, and let's try it, was how I felt. Thank God he kept his hand on me during this time. I went for broke. I was going to experience it all, honey. And trust me, there wasn't too much I missed. Oh, God, I hate to admit that. And Lord, you know, and I thank you, you forgave me. I could have died many, many, many times, but for the grace of God, for the stupid, dangerous things I would do. I loved to race. Man, speed was the machine. And I was right in there as fast as I could go. Thank God, every machine I was in performed like it should, and I learned how to stop. I thought if I impressed others, they'd like me more. You know, that stupid lie, the lie that's from the pit of hell.
Amen.
That had come to destroy my life. It took becoming a young mom with two precious babies and a husband out in the field, and it wasn't Albert. A husband that, he was Army, sold out, had a ball, enjoyed life fully. And I went along for the ride. And I was left alone again many times. He was either out in the field on maneuvers, or he was out with the guys, or he was just, he wasn't there. Let's just put it that way. And one day, along with my thoughts of what am I doing here? What is my purpose? Thank God he answered me. He said, you've had a choice all your life to live for me or to live your own way. You've pretty much made your own choice, but I gave you two babies that are precious before my throne. And I hold you personally responsible for their lives. You have got to train them up in the way a child's supposed to be trained. The truth. And it broke my heart. It broke my heart that I had allowed these things to slip in my life and that my father had to gently say, what you gonna do? There's that question. I'm asking, what am I here for? And the word came back, what you gonna do? Who are you gonna choose? Who are you gonna serve? I can assure you that within a week, I had my life turned around and on the right path. And it took me a week only because I had to find out where the church service was and the next one, when it would be. And I got my babies in church. And I got my heart right with Jesus. And praise God, I've been headed that way ever since. Praise God. The goodness of God that leads to repentance. That was so alive within me. He knows so much about us and how to draw us to Him with cords of love. What a joy. What a joy. So much of the things in this life now give me great joy. Albert, God's twice given gift to me. I thank God that during the time we walked through with Albert recently, y'all were there with me, you know. Whoo! There was some trying and some shaking going on. But God was faithful. He never failed us. And even in the midst of pain and circumstance, there was joy. The joy of good friends that came to support me. The joy of knowing prayers were going up for my beloved. The joy of knowing that Jesus was in that room with Albert. Amen. And Jesus was taking care of him. Amen. The joy of watching him come off that bed of affliction. Hallelujah. The joy of seeing him grow stronger every day. The joy that I see the life in him changed to the glory of God. Amen. You have not fulfilled your purpose yet, no, my dear. Amen. God has great things for you. Amen. And I'm honored and blessed that I got to be part of it and am still walking through this with you. And Father, I thank you for beloved. He is a joy to me. Our girls, Edie and Jody, my God, each of them was six children. How do I say thank you in joy for more blessings than I could ever have imagined? Precious, precious lives that are so truly unique in gifts of God. That we're standing in faith, believing for salvation for each and every one of them. 12 lives. My goodness, God's so good. Families and friends, both naturally and spiritually, that are dear, 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 that God has put in our lives and blessed us with. The daily gifts He blesses us with. If we just look. Think about all the things around us that I noticed as a child that are still there. Amen. And how often in the pressure and busyness and stress of day-to-day life that we shouldn't have anyway because we Amen. Trust and rely on Jesus Amen. That we neglect to notice.
That's it. Come on.
The clouds above us painting a beautiful picture. The stars at night twinkling like diamonds Amen. That He's placed there to bless us with. The stars, the vast ocean that I so love. There's such a... Oh, I can't even go there in words. There's such a love that God's put in my heart for the ocean. I know it's spiritual. I know it is. I know it's home. And know in my spirit it's home. Can't explain it, but I know it.
Praise God.
The beautiful colors of it, the changing majesty and its power, the things He's put there that are amazing, His beautiful creation and beasts and fish and wildlife, the trees, my God, the glorious trees that reach to heaven praising Him daily, the song in the wind, the waterfall, the rain, the water and lakes that lap softly, the creeks, the land that scream, I love you every day, every day. If we'll realize those gifts, it'll bring us such great joy because He put it there for us. And the world walks by and goes, huh, what a nice, that looks pretty good. Pastor's yard. That's really looking sharp. Pastor, you've honored God by blessing your yard and making it beautiful. Amen. What a gift back to us. What a joy. Thank you, Father. The daily gifts He blesses us with, and the most wonderful joy that's coming soon. The promised return of our glorious bridegroom for His bride. And what joy it will bring. Until then, remember Jeremiah 15:16. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord my God. Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. What joy. I want you would, if you would, to go to Isaiah 61 in your Bibles. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. I'm just going to touch on the whole chapter is precious. But Isaiah 61:10 says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord, my soul shall be joyful in my God. For He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. What a beautiful picture of what Jesus is coming to do. And I'd like to sing a song, if I might have some assistance. I don't need it, Pastor. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Put it on track 3, if you would, Pastor. Today, I just want to bless the Lord. Y'all help me sing this song because I'm sure you all know it. But I want it to bring glory to Him. In the midst of my tears and the drainage that's going on, I still give Him the glory because He will receive the glory. Can you imagine?
I'll be right with you.
You're fine. Can you imagine the day Jesus splits the eastern sky, and finally we will see our faith, our faithful, sweet Lord, face to face. Whew, that gives me joy. That gives me joy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, you are worthy. Father, I thank you. Thank you, Father, for track 3. Thank you. The sky shall unfold, preparing His entrance, and the stars shall